Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian. The Eastern Theater Command of the Chinese People's Liberation Army today continued to carry out combat exercises around Taiwan Island. The drills were focused on the PLA's blockade and support operations. On Monday, combat training exercises were completed in the waters and airspace around Taiwan. Lei Shuren has more.
Multiple types of warships, aircraft, and land-based missile units participated in Monday's drill. After receiving a report on enemy submarine activity, a destroyer patrolling waters to the southwest of Taiwan moved at high speed to engage the enemy. Several anti-submarine warfare patrol aircraft took off from an airport in eastern Guangdong and soon arrived in the area to form a joint combat group with warships and helicopters. The patrol aircraft dropped sonar buoys and launched a wide search, with helicopters taking off to coordinate precise positioning and warships searching the area.
We have jointly established an integrated sea air anti-submarine warfare system with several armed services, using multi-platform coordinated operations that effectively enhanced the breadth, depth, and accuracy of our search for the target.
Minutes later, the aircraft detected a suspected signal, and all units in the combat group quickly zeroed in on the scene. They then located its position and identified the nature of the target. The destroyer launched attacks against the enemy and then fired several underwater acoustic jammers to protect itself from the submarines. In the air, patrol aircraft and helicopters also launched simulated attacks on locked targets.
With the support of the Joint Command System, we have detected, steadily tracked, and launched multiple simulated attacks against the targets and conducted comprehensive defense and resistance drills, comprehensively improving the unit's joint anti-submarine warfare capability.
According to the Guangdong Provincial Maritime Safety Administration, the Chinese Navy is scheduled to carry out live fire exercises in the South China Sea from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day between today and Thursday. It asked civilian ships to avoid the area. The Lianyungang Maritime Safety Administration in Jiangsu Province today stated that live fire drills will be carried out in the South Yellow Sea from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. between Thursday and Saturday. Lei Shuren, Shanghai Live.
The third phase global clinical trial for Hutchinson China Meditech's cancer drug fruquintinib was completed yesterday. The Shanghai-based pharmaceutical company is now preparing to apply for market approval in numerous overseas markets. Zhang Hong brings us more details.
Fruquintinib was developed in Zhangjiang Science City, Pudong. Since it was approved for the Chinese market in 2018, the drug has extended the life expectancy of about 50,000 patients with advanced colorectal cancer. The research team carried out clinical trials on 691 foreign patients in over 100 medical centers in 14 countries, including the United States, some EU member states, Japan, and Australia.
The trials have been successful. During our clinical research in China, the drug was proved to extend a patient's life expectancy by an average of 2.7 months to about 1 year at most. Now our global study has proven the drug's efficacy abroad.
Hutchinson China Meditech, a subsidiary of Hutchinson Healthcare Holdings Limited, said there are few cancer drugs developed by Chinese pharmaceutical companies that have received approval in foreign countries. The company's drug for pancreatic neuroendocrine tumor was rejected by the FDA this year after two trials in China.
This time, we carried out a study in various medical centers and on different ethnicities around the world. The study will provide a scientific basis for us to get approval in various countries. Our next step is to submit applications to the FDA in the United States, EMA of the European Union, and drug regulators in Japan, Australia, and other countries.
According to Zhangjiang's report, out-licensing deals for domestically developed drugs reached 46.1 billion yuan in 2020, a jump from over 3 billion yuan in 2019. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
Two more ships carrying corn and soybeans departed from Black Sea ports today. These are the 11th and 12th ships to leave Ukrainian ports under a deal that was signed between the United Nations, Turkey, Ukraine, and Russia. Lei Shuren has the story.
The PolarNet, a Turkish bulk carrier, arrived to a northern port in Turkey yesterday, becoming the first grain ship to reach its final destination. The Ukrainian embassy in Lebanon said yesterday the first shipment of grain exported from Ukraine since the crisis in Ukraine began is now looking for a new buyer after the initial Lebanese buyer rejected it due to the five-month delay in delivery. Moscow and Kyiv are accusing each other of shelling Europe's largest nuclear facility, the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Russia again accused Ukraine of attacking the plant yesterday, saying that the attack damaged high-voltage electric power lines that supply electricity to the Zaporizhia and Kherson regions. Russian presidential spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said yesterday that there were currently no prospects of a bilateral meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In Washington, the Biden administration announced that the United States will provide Ukraine with the largest one-time weapons package to date, worth $1 billion. While in Germany, Chancellor Olaf Scholz has ruled out the use of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline to support Ukraine. The Russian Foreign Ministry announced yesterday that the country has temporarily withdrawn its facilities from inspections under the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty. The ministry said anti-Russian restrictions imposed by Washington have disrupted air travel between Russia and the United States, making it impossible for Russian inspection teams to reach necessary destinations. Li Shuren, Xiaohe Live.